today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, what's that big book I see you looking through?
Oh, this is my high school yearbook, Jim. I'm just taking a little trip down memory lane.
Were you involved in a lot of clubs and things like that in high school?
No, but I was voted most likely to be psychedelic.
All right. I like
it. I don't know what that means.
I like it. All right, as we're now into 2022, we should take a moment to give a shout out to our fantastic and wonderful interns.
Yes.
Right? Where would we be? We'd be nowhere.
Nowhere.
We'd be nowhere.
You wouldn't even hear our voice.
We'd just be talking to each other.
Yeah. That's right. Be a footnote to history.
We'd just be talking to each other, and you know, maybe if like Bill Mulligan came over, then there'd be a third person. But that'd pretty much be it, right?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe go over to Snyder's on the weekend. That's about it. Yeah.
That's right. So, but with the interns, you all get to hear us because they put so much work into this.
They connect the world. Thing. They really
that's right.
do.
That's right. And so once a month, they come on and they talk about new music they have discovered here on Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
We have three intern picks for new music from January. Three of the five interns supplied some stuff. So should we just dive right into that?
Sounds good.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Jim and Patrick, fellow interns and listeners. This is intern Sam here with my new music pick for January 2022. My favorite album of the month goes to The Weeknd with Don FM. Following the release of his 2020 album After Hours, Abel continues to outdo himself with the release of his fifth studio album. The production, mixing, mastering, and track listing are nothing short of perfection. Blending elements of 80s dance and horror synth pop, Abel lets us into an apocalyptic world with the help of actor Jim Carrey, narrating our journey through a psychedelic experience of what I can only describe as funky sleep paralysis. It's a listening experience so unique that trying to analyze it further just won't do it justice. I highly recommend listening to this record. And yeah, that's going to be it for me. This is a really, really unbelievable album, and it's worth your time. Thank you all for listening, and keep on rocking the suburbs.
All right, that is Out of Time by The Weeknd from Dawn FM. And Sam is right about this album being an experience. It's sort of a concept album. It's the whole idea of, like, as you listen to it, it's almost, the idea is supposed to be like you're listening to a radio station. So there's like little interludes and things like that. He mentioned Jim Carrey. So Jim Carrey sort of plays the role of the DJ, and he'll come in and sort of talk. But he does it in a character sort of voice so that if you didn't know it was him, you wouldn't necessarily know, right?
Like, it's interesting,
you know. And there's some other weird stuff in there. There's like a Quincy Jones spoken word part somewhere in this record, and some other stuff. So it's really creative. And then you can hear there that song Out of Time, and is, I think, somewhat indicative of sort of the overall tone of the music or the vibe of the music, which is kind of like 80s R&B kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And very enjoyable, really enjoyable record. You know, I know The Weeknd is huge, and I kind of only got into him since he was like on the Super Bowl halftime, whenever, was that just last
year?
Yeah. I think it was just last year. And yeah, it was the one in Tampa. It was the pandemic one.
Right. Right.
But it was a really cool halftime show. And I was like, I need to get into this guy. And he does some really good work. Really, you know, if you like this kind of, you know, this kind of smooth R&B kind of stuff, he's great. He's great. So thanks, Sam.
I'm going to have to check it out. I have not done so. And, you know, I definitely sounds like I have to do it, and I will.
Yeah.
Because I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. This whole album is, like I said, it's really creative. It's meant to be sort of a piece, you know, which I think we appreciate. Yeah. So the other thing I want to mention about intern Sam is he has a weekly radio show on Rockland Suburbs Radio. So I Tuesdays at 9 p.m.
That's right.
Eastern time.
The intern Sam Power Hour.
So that's great. And you can hear cool jams from.
Yeah.
Intern Sam's perspective, really great stuff. He at least initially he was like theming each appearance, so he like did one that was like old like Motown soul R&B kind of stuff. He did another one that was like all new wave music, stuff like that. So he tries to like give each hour like its own kind of theme, so it'd be interesting to see what he comes up with. And 9 p.m. Eastern, that's, you know, good for the whole country, right? It's only like 6 o'clock out on the West Coast, so it's you know, this is like
drive
prime time show, you know, for
fantastic.
He's able to stay up past 9, so he can do it. For us,
right.
We like to get our shows done earlier, right?
Absolutely, got to be in bed by 8.
Yeah, that's right. So, okay, thanks very much, Sam, for that. Okay,
thanks, Sam.
Next up is intern Mary.
Greetings, Suburbs Pod. Intern Mary here with my January pick of the month. This month, I have chosen Country Stuff the Album from Walker Hayes. Hayes is an American singer-songwriter, and this is his third studio album. You may be familiar with his platinum single that went viral on TikTok, Fancy Like. But the song I'd like to draw your attention to today is AA. It's jaunty and upbeat, but it was written at one of Walker's darkest hours. But it's extremely relatable, as is most of the album. At the end of the day, we're all just out here trying to make it. Happy New Year. Keep rocking the suburbs. Coffee cup, cold and black. Wish she had a little shot of Jack. Size that, can't complain. Just trying to do the dang thing. Might change the oil in my truck. I ain't paying no $35. Kids need shoes, mama needs Levi's. And I'm just trying to keep my daughters off the pole. And my son's out of jail. Trying to get to church so I don't go to hell. I'm just trying to keep my wife from figuring out that I'm married up. But she married way, way down in Alabama. Where they love me safe. Trying to write a song. Cigarettes. Now I'm just hooked on Nicorette. Trying not to be like my old man. But the older I get, the more I am. Trying to get paid and a little I made, y'all. Hey, y'all, at the end of the day, y'all. I'm just another John Deere guy. Up on a track, trying to steer my dog.
All right. Not sure what to say right away.
I never heard that before.
So this Walker Hayes guy, he had this came up with Bud Verge's call about 2021 when he talked about this song called Fancy Like, which is Fancy Like Applebee's, whatever is like the big thing.
Oh, yeah.
It became this big viral hit. And we kind of said like, yeah, we're not going to play that song. And then we did actually put it in the playout. But on that episode. But this I guess is the full album now,
okay.
From Walker Hayes, and you can tell in that song too. There's a certain wryness, I think, to what he's writing about. Like I want to think that he like is basically sort of making a commentary on these sort of like country tropes. There's sort of like, you know, bro country sort of tropes or whatever, and sort of that there's a certain layer of there's a little bit of snark I'm sensing in this in these songs, right?
Yep.
But I gotta say, Mary, I don't know any song that has Nick Saban in the lyrics. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I got to think about that a little bit more.
I'll tell you, Mary's taste is wildly eclectic. Yeah. I mean, just, you know, it's so interesting. I mentioned on an earlier episode that, you know, we do a Friday newsletter. And one of the cool things about it I always enjoy is the different what we're listening to picks. And that doesn't have to be new music. It can be anything. But Mary had a song in there from an artist called Stromae, who's a French, I don't even know, electronic fusion sort of dance singer who had a new record. And I was almost going to pick that. And then Mary comes back with this one. So I can never tell what she's going to choose. And I think that's really cool. I really, really do.
I do. I mean, I will say I did like, I don't know, there was something funny about this song. I like the, I'm just going to go back to the chorus here where he says, I'm just trying to keep my daughters off the pole and my sons out of jail.
There you go.
You that's know, that's it.
It's a low baseline. You got to start somewhere. Yeah.
That's right. That's it. And then the whole idea of trying to, you know, keep myself out of AA doesn't mean that necessarily like I want to, it's basically to me saying like, it's not like I want to live some kind of pure life. I just want to see how far I can go before it becomes a problem, right?
That's right.
If I can just keep it in that range, I'm good, right?
That's right. Keep it between some really wide lines there.
That's right.
It's a wide lane you're in.
That's right. Yeah. So that's pretty funny. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Mary.
As Mary said, something effective, we're all just trying to keep it together, right?
That's right. Keep it together, man.
That's right. Got it. All right. We have one more intern call. Intern Jason.
Oh, great.
Hey guys, Jim, Pat, fellow interns Matt, Mary, Sam, and Sammy, and listeners, it's intern Jason. Please excuse my voice, I'm a little under the weather today. My new music pick for the month of January is Wilds by The Sound Carriers. Just going to keep it short and sweet here. This was a band that I knew nothing about, but I ended up discovering on a new releases playlist on Spotify, and I'm glad I did because I really dig their sound, which I describe as psychedelic rock. I'm not sure. Maybe someone on the podcast who's more musically versed than I am can figure it out. The whole album is worth a listen, but the song I recommend listening to is track 2, Traces. As always, have a fantastic life and keep rocking the suburbs.
All right, that was cool. The Sound Carriers.
Very cool.
With Traces. What did you think
Very
of that?
Cool. I will go with psychedelic rock, as Jason said. I can validate. That sounded plenty psychedelic to me. You know, almost reminded me of like something like ripples in the water, like expanding out, you know, like dropping in and sort of expanding out, which I thought was really cool. I like the way it was produced too. I don't know if that's where the band is from, but it had a cool sound. It almost, you know, to validate the psychedelic rock as I'm working this out of my mind, as you can tell, Jason, it definitely had that English psychedelia, maybe the early Pink Floyd or, you know, that kind of stuff to it. So, yeah, very, very cool.
Some of that.
To find out more about this. Yeah.
There's a certain shoegaziness to it as well, yeah, which I appreciate.
There you go.
But yeah,
yeah.
But yeah.
There you go.
I like it. Yeah, I like that a lot. I would like to hear more from sound
carriers.
Nice
find.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks very much, interns, for all you do.
Thank you, Jason.
So appreciate it. Thank you, Jason and Mary and Sam. And then, of course, there's also intern Matt and intern Sammy. All right.
Yep.
Next week, we'll have the listener new music picks for January. All right?
Cool. Yeah, I can't wait.
All right, let's get out of here. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We'll talk to you all later. Yeah, so it's funny. He called his show like Intern Sam Live, and I was like, no, it's the Intern Sam Power Hour. That's what it's got to be.